本来我下午是要讲别的题目。
I was going to share a different topic with you all.
因为早上我们谈这个猛虎的家庭了，也没有谈完哦。
But because we didn't finish the topic this morning, which is the Blessed Family.
所以我们先继续讲，如果还有时间，我们再讲另外一个题目。
So let's continue to share the topic of the Blessed Family. If we have extra time left, then we'll start another topic.
我们说到这个家庭很重要。
This morning we mentioned that the concept of family is very important.
因为孩子有一个完善的家庭，他在成长当中会比较健全。
It's healthier for a child's growth if the child grows up in a complete family.
神设立家庭他也应许束缚去给家庭。
God established the family and also promised to bless this family.
所以神选召了亚伯拉罕以后，
So after the Lord chose Abraham,
说我要祝福给你。
He mentioned that I will bless you.
但是你要把神的道分入你的众子以及你的亲属。
But then you must spread the words of God to your family and to all of your relatives.
他们能够遵守神的道理，秉公行义，神所应许的福分就会世世代代临到你的祖孙。
And if they obey the word of God and follow the command of God, then the blessing from God will be with them for generations to come.
所以我们看到圣经里面有很多蒙福的家庭。
So in the Bible, we know that there are many blessed families.
好像这个挪亚的家庭。
Such as Noah's family.
因为他是一个义人，他的全家人敬畏神。
Because Noah was a righteous man, his whole family obeyed and worshiped God.
所以在那个大灾难当中他们全家蒙神拯救，蒙神祝福。
So even the greatest disaster, which was the flood, his whole family was blessed by God and they were saved.
所以圣经里面说神会特别看顾义人的家庭。
So the Bible tells us that God will especially watch over the families of those righteous men.
那这个家庭我早上说我们做事业要努力去经营。
So this morning we talked about how when we have a family, we must put in time and effort to cultivate this family.
因为你要事业成功要努力去经营才能够成功。家庭也是一样。
The family is, cultivating a family is the same as when you're putting in effort into your career.
因为你要付出代价还能够享受那个成果。
In order to enjoy the reward, you must also put in labor.
所以要建立家庭的时候，就要先认识夫妻之间的关系应该是很亲密的。
So, when you first start to establish a family, you must first understand that the husband and wife should be very close.
主耶稣特别讲到说保罗特别讲到说，这是主耶稣跟我们跟教会之间的关系。
And Paul especially used this concept between husband and wife to describe the relationship between Lord Jesus Christ and the church.
主耶稣为着爱我们世人替我们舍掉生命。
Our Lord Jesus gave up his life because of his love for mankind.
我们蒙主耶稣拯救的人我们就顺服耶稣基督。
And because we've been saved by Lord Jesus Christ, we must also abide with the word of Christ.
所以做做妻子的顺服丈夫。
So in the same way, the wife must be obedient to the husband.
做丈夫的凡事都可以为着妻子、为着家庭来牺牲。
And the one who is the husband must be able to, must be willing and able to give up his life or sacrifice for the family.
这就是家庭就是不是用一些规条什么来建立，而是用爱心来建立。
So this family is not established by rules or any kind of laws, but rather it is established with love.
一个家庭如果有爱就有吸引力。
If there's love in this family, then it will attract others.
儿女就喜欢在这个家庭里面，因为他可以得到温暖。
And the children will love to be living in this household because they will feel love from the
world. 家庭如果失掉了爱就失掉了它真正的价值。
If the family loses love, then this family loses its value.
我们来看传道书第九章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
传道书九章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9,
第九节
verse 9.
传道书九章第九节
Ecclesiastes 9:9.
抓在你一生虚空的帘子，就是神是你在日光之下虚空的帘子，当同你所爱的妻快活度日，因为那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的事上所得到的份。这里讲说这个夫妻能够快活生活啊，这是一种福气。
Here it tells us that if the husband and wife can enjoy life, then this is a blessing.
啊，因为这是人生当中啊，神所给我们的祝福。
This is a blessing that God has given us in our life.
真的哦，我们如果说家庭不幸福哈、哦。
So for the families who are not living happily together.
你一生劳碌一直拼命啊，到底为什么？
Then what is the purpose of them living in this world?
啊，一直拼命啊，结果啊，夫妻也感情不好，亲子之间关系也疏离啊，这样的话，人生真的没有意义耶。
We put in so much time and effort into this family, and yet in the end, the children are not happy, and the parents end up divorcing.
因为人生啊，70岁、80岁，就是100岁也好。
So even if you live to 80, 90, or 100 years,
人生所充满的是什么？劳苦愁烦、患难重担。
What are your years filled of? If they're filled of burdens, sufferings?
啊，最后呢，说好像飞鸟一飞就过去了。
And in the end, life passes by just like a bird passes by.
所以一直追求啦，财务地位享乐啊，到最后的结果呢，就是虚空。
So after all the years of seeking after, you know, glory, wealth, status, and enjoyment, in the end, you have nothing.
所以说啊，这个人生啊，在日光之下啊，是劳碌，而且是虚空的帘子。
So that is why in this in Ecclesiastes, Solomon describes human life under the sun as something that is vain and meaningless.
他说，在我们的人生当中啊，最要追求就是。夫妻之间啊，能够快活度日。
So here it tells us that one of the most important things we should seek after while we're living on this earth is that the husband and wife can enjoy their life
together. 如果说啊，我们一直的劳碌，最后结果都是虚空了。
So if all we get after living a very difficult life,
结果我们家庭的温暖又失去了。
And that we lose the love in the family.
啊，真的，我们从一生当中什么都得不到，没有什么意义。
Then we won't have anything at the end of the day, and there will be no meaning to life.
所以所罗门说啊，至少我们啊，夫妻要快活，家人呐、啊，这个亲情啊，大家一起喜乐过日子，这个很重要。
So that's why Solomon here says that enjoy life with your wife whom you love, and also enjoy life with those you love. This is very important.
没有好的家庭生活啊，真的我们人生啊，没有什么真正的意义存在。
If you don't have a happy family life, then there's really no meaning, no point to.
但是如果我们能够享受亲情的快乐。
If you're able to enjoy the love and happiness that your beloved one brings you,
不管你在社会上受到多么大的委屈，你工作上啊多么辛苦
，then regardless of how tired you are from working or how much suffer you go through in other human relationships,
这个家庭里面有爱啊，我们感到有温暖，我们觉得活得有意义，我们觉得很有盼望。
We can still feel fulfillment, we can still feel hope, as long as we still have this family and have family members who love us.
所以我们啊，应当啊，重视我们的家庭生活。
And this is why we must place an emphasis on family life.
感谢主的祝福啦，我们虽然不是一个什么富足的家庭。
Thanks to God's blessing, even though we're not from the wealthiest families.
我觉得说啊，神给我们的祝福啊，就是享受家庭的亲情的。喜乐。
I really believe that one of the greatest blessings God's given to us is that we may enjoy all the laughters and love.
有一天在
my family
晚上聚会的时候
one day during a night service,
我说感谢主啦，我爸爸没有给我们留下什么财产。
I mentioned that thank God that my father didn't leave too much inheritance to us.
所以我们兄弟姐妹的感情还不错。
so that the relationship between myself and my brothers and sisters is quite good.
因为我爸爸后来当传道了以后啊，就还没有在做事业了。
Because my father, after he became a pastor, he no longer had his own business.
啊，当然，这个传道者的生活就是维持稳定。
And the life of a pastor is really just
不可能存很多钱。
You just wanna it's impossible to have a lot of savings.
啊，后来他退休的时候，总会给他一笔钱。
So when he retired, the General Assembly gave him a certain amount of money.
他又把一半的钱啊还给教会。
He returned half of it back to the church.
啊，另外的一半的钱啊就捐给所有的有一个传道者互助会，所以他们就给每一个传道者做一套西装。
And for the other half of his retirement fund, he gave it to this fund for the pastor. So the money was used to make
a suit for every pastor. 没有真正给我们留下物质上的财产。
So even though he didn't leave us any of the earthly possessions, any of the inheritance.
但是我们最感激的就是他给我们信仰。
But what we're thankful for is that he left us this faith.
啊，至少我们每一个人呢、啊，都有一个正当的工作，生活都可以安定。
So that every one of us has a decent job, and we're all living a stable life.
啊，因为每个人呢、啊，都是靠着住籍啊，神祝福啊，这样啊，成家立业。
And every one of us, through God's blessing, has been pretty self-sufficient, and we all have our own families.
啊，所以彼此之间、兄弟姐妹之间也没有什么财产可以争啊。
So there's no inheritance or any kind of possessions for us brothers and sisters to fight over.
啊，所以兄弟姐妹的感情还不错。
And therefore, we live quite harmoniously.
我们看到有些事业家，他们赚了很多钱。
However, if you look at some of the wealthiest entrepreneurs or businessmen,
那他们把财产留给儿女的时候啊，哦，你就争来争去，吵来吵去。
They made so much money, and when they give out their inheritance to their children, the children often engage in quarrels.
结果那个亲情都没有掉啊，所以真可惜呀。
And the children end up losing the harmonious relationship between each other.
实际上，神给我们的一个家庭，让我们享受家庭的温暖，啊，享受家庭的伦理的快乐，啊，这个是很大的福气。
So this is truly a great blessing that God gives us a family and allows us to enjoy all the happy moments.
我的儿子、媳妇、孙子啊，跟我们住在一起。
My son, my daughter-in-law, and my grandchildren live with us.
他说我现在真的生活上真的很满足啊。
So I'm really very content with my life.
我们虽然生活一段时间了，但是我们没有发生过什么争执。
And we've been living together for a while now, but we've never really encountered any conflict.
因为家人生活在一起啊，就是互相的啊尊重，互相体谅嘛。
Because as we live together, we respect each other, and we embrace each other's and we've each other's love and forgive each other's weaknesses.
我们那个孙子啊，刚刚学会爬的时候。
When my grandson first learned to crawl.
啊，早上起来啊，妈妈衣服跟他换好。
Every morning when he wakes up, his mom would change.
从楼下他就自己一直爬上来。
Would put a new outfit on him, and he would just crawl.
啊，就来找我。
From the first floor to second floor.
啊，有时候我在看书啦，我在做一些自己的事情。我一看到他上来，我一定先把东西丢下来，一定是跟他撇着他玩。
Sometimes when I'll be reading or doing my work, but if I see my grandson crawling towards me, I definitely put down whatever I was working on and play with him.
哦，我觉得说啊，真的是很快乐、很满足的事情呢。
And I really think a life like that is one that's so so happy.
从他出生一直到现在，一岁大概四个月。
And so her birth to now, it's been a year and 4 months.
啊，虽然呢，有时候来我房间，他也会把我东西弄乱了，但是我从来没有跟他讲过语气比较重，或者是骂他的，我没有。
So even though sometimes she comes in and disturbs me or make a mess in my room, I never rebuke her.
哎呦，我觉得说啊，能够他跟他们在一起呀、啊， 啊，那我们就享受这个亲情之间的快乐，就很满足了。
I feel that I'm very content and very happy to just be able to enjoy the fact that she is living with us. So having her presence.
啊，有时候他们会出去嘛，跟着爸爸妈妈到别的地方去。
But then sometimes, my grandchildren will, you know, travel with their parents.
有时候几天不在，觉得家庭怎么好像不太一样。
And whenever they're away, I always feel that the home or the house is a little different.
啊，那现在他出去啊，他还会想要打电话回来。
But now she's getting older, so whenever she's away, she thinks about.
他会自己会找，会找阿公啊。
She'll look for the grandfather.
啊，我所以我觉得说，这是神给我们的一种很宝贵的一种亲情。
So I think this kind of family relationship is so precious and it's a blessing from God.
所以我们觉得说啊，人生不一定说啊，在什么一定要很大的成就。
So I believe that, you know, living in this world, you do not have to accomplish, do not have to have great accomplishments in this world.
这家庭的温暖跟幸福啊，真的很宝贵。
As long as you have this happiness and this joy and love in your family, then it is quite precious already.
所以我盼望说啊，我们都能够珍惜啊，我们的家庭这种亲情。
So I hope that all of us can treasure our family and to treasure the relationship we have with our family members.
古圣徒啊，他们对这个也是很重视。
And even the old saints of the Bible place an emphasis on family.
所以我们人的生活当中啊，我们讲说有几方面的生活。
And when we talk about our life, we talk about life from a few aspects.
啊，有我们的家庭，我们的事业。
There's the family life. There's our career.
哎，圣经给我们有一个啊顺序啊，什么是重要，什么是次要的。
And the Bible actually lays out the priorities that we should have.
如果我们能够把握哈，那我们会觉得很幸福。如果我们没有办法把握，我们觉得这个人生啊，真的不没有办法带给我们真正的满足。
If we can hold on to the opportunities and be able to prioritize, then we will feel that life is very meaningful. But if we aren't able to prioritize, then we might feel some challenges and conflicts.
我们看到有的人哦，夫妻一直吵吵吵。
We see that there are couples who quarrel very often.
啊，吵到有一天啊，有一方啊离开世界了。
And they quarrel until the day one of them departs from this
world. 那个时候等他静下来之后，他一想啊，好可惜。
Then the one who is still living, all of a sudden gets this feeling that it was such a shame.
啊，过去啊，不晓得好好珍惜啊，大家相处的时间。
Such a shame that I did not treasure the time, when we lived together.
等到有一天啊，一方不在了，啊，在回想啊，他已经来不及了。
And by the time the other person passes away, it would be too late.
所以说，趁着啊，我们一生的时间啊，夫妻要快活度日。
So we must, hold on to the opportunity, hold on to the time when we are still living, and try to enjoy this life.
啊，能够注重家庭的亲情的喜乐。
And to place an emphasis on this joy that we receive from having a family.
我们看创世纪二十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter
26. 25.
Genesis, chapter 26, verse 25.
这里讲到说，以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告主的名，并且支搭帐篷。他的仆人便在那里挖了一颗井。好，这里讲到以撒他做了三件事情。
Here it talks about how Isaac did three things.
第一个是筑坛呢，筑一座坛呢，啊，当然这个是要献祭给神，要拜神的。
First, Isaac built an altar, and of course, this altar was built in order to offer sacrifices to God.
所以我们看到亚伯兰、以撒、雅各都是一样。
So we can see that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all did the same.
啊，他们无论搬到哪里，第一件事情就是做坛，啊，来敬拜神。
No matter where they moved to, the first thing they did to get settled was to build an altar.
那第二件事情是搭帐篷。
The second task he did was to pitch his tent.
因为到了一个地方啊，要居住在那里。
Because wherever they arrive, they must build their dwelling place.
因为他们是游牧民族啊，所以到处搬家。
They moved a lot.
游牧的民族哈，就牧羊牛羊的民族。
Nomads, because they were nomads, they moved around a lot.
所以到一个地方啊，他们都要搭帐篷啊，作为居住的所在。
So wherever they went, they must pitch their tents in order to have a place.
帐篷搭了以后啊，他们家人才可以在那里安居啊。
And only after they built the tents could their family members settle down.
所以这个是第二件啊，要注意的事情。
So this is the second item that we must be
把家庭安顿好。
That we must take care of our family and allow.
第三个是挖井。
The third task he does to dig a well.
因为挖了井以后有水啊，牛羊就有东西可以吃了， because, 可以喝了。
Because once you dig a well, this is the source of water, so that they could use the water to.
所以这是代表事业上的生活。
So this well symbolizes our career.
那我们一个人呢、啊，也是有三方面的生活。
So today we also have these three tasks. These three aspects
of life. 我们要有拜神的生活。
First, we must have a life of worshiping God.
因为神是万物之源呐、啊，他掌管我们一生的命运呐、啊。
Because God is the source of everything, He has control over our life.
所以我们第一件事情是要亲近神。
So the first priority is to draw close to God.
再来第二件事情是家庭的生活。
The second item we must be aware of is our family life.
所以我们要注意我们的家庭，我们的家人，大家是不是能够有爱啊？能够是不是一个啊，大家很和乐的一个家庭
We must be careful and be aware of our relationship with family members to see if there's joy, if there's love in the family.
第三个啊，就是事业的生活。
And third, the third aspect to our life is our career.
这三样的生活都很重要，但是它有一个先后的顺序。
All three aspects are very important to our life, but there is an order.
啊，不能够乱掉，乱掉了以后啊，我们就失掉了那个幸福。
And we must not lose sight of the priority. And if we do lose sight of it, then we will not be able to enjoy.
所以有的人呢、啊，为着事业啊，牺牲家庭啊，啊，这是很不值得的。
We see that in this world, there are many people who sacrifice their family life for their career, and that's.
因为家庭还是比我们的事业、没有我们财务更重要的。
Because from here we can see that the family is more important than our career or any wealth that we'll ever gain.
啊，就是圣经里面呢、啊、给我们的一种指导。
And this is the guidance that the Bible provides to us.、
啊、那我们看未来这个诗篇第百二十八篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 128.
诗篇第百二十八篇
Psalms 128
我们看第五节
Verse 5
诗篇一百二十八篇第五节
Psalms 128 verse 5
说愿神从锡安赐福给你愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处这个是第三点、哦、神从锡安耶路撒冷赐福给你
So this is actually the third point, which is that the Lord bless you from Zion and from Jerusalem.
以前以色列人啊，他们要拜神的圣殿是建在耶路撒冷的锡安山上。
We know that the temple where the people worshipped God was built on Mount Zion.
所以他们每年啊要有三次啊去朝见神。
So every year they have three pilgrimages.
啊，在那边献祭向神所结。
They would offer sacrifices to God.
啊，所以全国的百姓啊，聚集在哪里很热闹，大家很喜乐。
So basically, three times a year, all the citizens would gather in Jerusalem.
啊，那我们到新约时代啊，我们不必到耶路撒冷去。
Now in the New Testament, we no longer need to be physically present in Jerusalem.
因为主耶稣说啊，你们拜神啊，不在这山上，也不是在那山上。
Because God, Lord Jesus tells us that you do not worship God on this mountain or on that mountain.
神是灵，所以我们拜神要用心灵诚实来拜神。
And God is a spirit, therefore we must worship in spirit and in truth.
啊，不过这个锡安山啊，耶路撒冷啊，这是预表神的教会，神灵在束缚的地方。
Regardless of Zion or Jerusalem, they all symbolize the place where we worship God.
我们看诗篇的八十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 84.
诗篇八十四篇第五节。
Psalm 84 verse 5.
诗篇八十四篇第五节。
Psalm 84 verse 5.
说靠着你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的这个人变为有福。第六节。
Verse six.
他们经过流泪谷，叫这个谷变为全年之地，并有秋雨之福，盖满了全谷。第七节。
Seven.
他们行走力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。第八节。
Eight.
主万军的神啊，求你听我的祷告，雅各的神啊，求你留心听。这个古时候的圣徒啊，他们常常要去锡安耶路撒冷拜神。
So we see that the believers in the Old Testament had to go to Zion to worship God.
所以他们说啊，他们羡慕神的殿啊，说神的居所何等可爱。
So here they long after God's dwelling and says that blessed are those who dwell in your house.
啊，神给他们力量啊，他们就往这个锡安大道前行。
And because God gave them strength, they were able to walk towards Zion.
他说这一条路啊，可以让他们流泪谷变为全年之地。
And here they said that as they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs.
流泪谷啊，就是很干旱的那一种溪谷啦。
So Valley of Baca is actually a valley.
你种什么东西都长不出来。
It is a dry valley where none of the crops will ever grow.
啊，现在神的恩典临到了，甘霖普降了啊，所以成为全年之地，能够得到滋润啊，生长各样的啊植物。
But now, because of God's blessing, this valley, this dry valley, becomes a place of springs.
所以离开了神以后啊，好像在流泪谷当中啊。
So they're describing that whenever they depart from God, it's as if they're living in the valley.
啊，你走上锡安大道啊，就是走到了那个啊泉源之地呀。
But how, whenever they're walking on this path to Zion, they're walking through the springs.
有神所赐的甘霖呐，啊，滋润了全谷。
Because there's the autumn rains that God gives to nourish this ground.
说让我们到锡安朝拜神啊，结果越走越有力量。
So that is why as they walk closer, get closer and closer to Zion, they have more strength.
因为神的恩典越来越体会越丰盛。
And they have more strength as they walk on because God's blessing becomes greater.
所以说这个锡安啊，是神要祝福给你的地方。
And that is why here it says that Zion is the place in which God will bless you.
说敬畏神的人啊，神透过锡安把福气赐给你。
And for those who fear and worship God, God will give them all of the blessings.
也就是你亲近神啊，神祝福给你了。
So, which also means, in other words, if we draw closer to God, then God will bless us.
我们看诗篇第百二十五篇。
Let's also turn to Psalm 125.
诗篇第百二十五篇。
Psalm 125.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇第百二十五篇第一节。
Psalm 125, verse 1.
说倚靠真神的人呢，他们好像锡安山永不动摇。第二节。
Verse 2.
众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，神也照样围绕他的百姓，从今时直到永远。哦，所以锡安山是朝见神、蒙神祝福的地方。
So here it says that Mount Zion is the place where we could see Lord and be blessed by the Lord.
所以敬畏神的人呐，来到锡安山呐，来拜神，说啊，好像那个锡安山永远不动摇。
So those who fear and worship Lord come to Mount Zion to worship Him, and this Mount Zion is one that cannot be.
因为神要保守他们呢，让他们呢，有一个坚固的保障。
Because God wants to watch over them and wants to give them a place that is stable.
能够得到真正永恒的平安。
And so that they can receive this eternal peace.
他说那个耶路撒冷在高山上哦，啊，旁边有很多的山围绕起来。
And we know that Jerusalem is on a hill, and there are many mountains surrounding Jerusalem.
所以外敌要来攻打耶路撒冷不容易啊，因为群山环绕着。
So it's very difficult to advance attack Jerusalem because of all the mountains surrounding the area.
什么众山怎么维护着耶路撒冷啊？神也是照样的维护着他的百姓。
So verse 2 here tells us that as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people.
所以锡安是神属的地方啊！啊，敬拜锡。要锡安敬拜神的人呢、啊，也是蒙神特别保守祝福的一群。
And Mount Zion, therefore, is a place that's specially blessed by God, and therefore those who worship God on this mountain are especially blessed by God.
何西阿书说，何西阿先知说啊，你要竭力追求认识神。
So the book of Hosea tells us that we must strive hard to understand and know Him.
因为他临到我们，好像春临甘雨一样。
Because when he comes upon us, he is like the spring rain.
啊，好像那个滋润天地的雨啊，让我们心灵啊得到满足，得到滋润。
He comes to us as if the rain nourishes the dry ground, so that our hearts can be filled.
保罗也说啊，求神把那个智慧启示的灵啊赐给我们。
Paul also mentions that we must ask God to grant us this wisdom.
啊，让我们那个属灵的眼睛能够打开。
This wisdom and this spirit so that our spiritual eyes may be opened.
啊，让我们能够真正认识神。
So that we could truly understand God.
说神要赐给我们的福气是何等的丰盛。
And he tells us that, how great and how abundant the blessing God wants to give to us.
他要成就在我们身上的力量是何等的浩大。
And how powerful and how great the power and the strength that he wants to give us.
好像在耶稣基督的身上一样啊，这种复活的大能啊，让他从死里活过来一样。
And that the God wants to give us power that's as great as the power that Lord Jesus had, the power of resurrection.
所以神要赐给我们是何等丰盛的荣耀。
So here we can see that What God wants to give us is such a great glory.
啊，他显在我们身上是何等浩大的能力。
And how great is the power that He wants to show to us.
啊，这个是我们要去认识的。
And all of these are things we must try to understand.
那今天呢，在真教会里面呢，因为这是神圣灵所建设的教会。
And today we are in the true church. This is a church established by God's Holy Spirit.
所以神要透过锡安呢，就是透过神的教会来祝福给你。
And God wants to give us blessings through Zion, which is this church.
圣经里面说啊，这个是一个荣耀的圣城。
The Bible tells us that this is a glorious holy city.
啊，也是我们得平安啊，得福气的所在。
This is also the place where we will receive peace and receive blessings.
啊，所以我们关心神的家，说爱神的人呢、啊，一定兴旺。
So if we care for God's household, if we love God, then these people will definitely be prosperous.
我们看最后一点、啊、
Let's look at the last point.
那回来诗篇128篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 128 verse 6.
诗篇128篇第六节。
Psalm 128 verse 6.
愿你看见你儿女的儿女，愿平安归给以色列。这里讲到说另外一个福气就是看见儿女的儿女。
Here it tells us that another blessing is so that we may see our children's children.
啊，我现在啊，啊，能够当祖父了哈，真的是看到儿女的儿女。
And as a grandfather, I do see my children's children.
他说，我觉得很感谢，感恩不尽呢。
And I'm always thankful.
因为我们人从小到大的过程当中啊，都会发生很多事情。
Because As we grow from a young child to an adult, we go through so many events.
啊，都是神的保守眷顾啊，我们才能够活到现在。
And it really is God's protection and God's mercy that we are able to live till today.
啊，所以能够年纪大了啊，能够安享晚年呐、啊，其实这也是神的特别祝福。
And as we're advanced, advancing into old age, we're still able to enjoy life, then it's a blessing from God.
我说上个星期在那个喜乐坡啊敬老会。
And last week we had a tribute to the elders.
然后我跟他们讲道理，在那边讲道理，讲敬老的道理，讲了一个多小时。
So I preached about how we should respect our elderly members for about.
因为他们是两节哦，下午两节合在一起嘛。
Because they combined the two sessions in the afternoon into one session.
你说那个敬老是圣经里面的教训。
Paying respect to the elders is a teaching in the Bible.
那个利未记十九章。
If we turn to Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章三十二节。
Leviticus 19:32.
十九章三十二节。
Leviticus 19:32.
说在白发的人面前，你要站起来，也要尊敬老年人，又要敬畏你的神，因为这是神说的呢。
So here God says, "I rise in the presence of the aged, show respect for the elderly, and revere your God."
那这是圣经里面的话哈。
Here's the, these are words in the Bible.
第一个说，在白发的人面前你要站起来。
The first says, "Rise in the presence of the aged."
也就是说，要尊敬老年人。年轻人跟老人家在讲话，不可以说啊，让年长者站着，按你坐着跟他讲话，这是不礼貌的。
So we must show respect toward the elderly when we're talking to them. We should, you know, if you're the youth, you shouldn't be sitting there while the elderly is standing there. This is not respectful.
我不晓得西方有没有这样的教育啊。
And I don't know if there's such teaching as the Western culture.
那中国人的教育是这样。
But this is the way of the East.
啊，圣经也是这样啊，圣经也是这样教导。
And this is the same way the Bible teaches us.
箴言里面说，强壮是少年人的荣耀。
The Proverbs tells us that having strength is the glory of the youth.
你看年轻人哦，很有活力。
We see that young people today are full of energy.
蹦蹦跳跳啊，都不会觉得累。
They're always running around and never feel tired.
哎呦，打球打整天的，当然，睡一下就好了。力量又恢复了。
There are youth who could play sports all day long, and you know they'll just sleep and then be up again the next day.
所以年轻人的荣耀就是身体强壮嘛，很有活力。
So the glory to young people is having all of this energy.
他说这个白发是老年人的荣耀。
However, silver lines is the glory to the elders.
这是他一生岁月的一种累积的记号。
Because it is a symbol of all the experiences that this person has gone through in his or her entire life.
好像那个树哦，你要看这个树有多大的年纪哦。
Just like if you want to see the age of a tree.
你就看那个树轮呢。
You look at the lines on the trunk.
因为树在成长的时候，有时候夏天，有时候冬天呢，那个成长的速度不一定啊，所以会一圈一圈啊，你就知道说，哎，这个已经活几年了。
You can count the circles on the trunk and be able to tell how old this tree has lived.
人啊，年纪大了以后啊，这个白头发啊，就我们人生经验的累积。
And so as we grow older, you know, our hair will turn gray, and this is the record of how much experience.
所以圣经说啊，你在白发的人面前要站起来，要尊敬。
So here it says that rise in the presence of the aged.
因为他们往往在对社会、对家庭啊，都有很多的贡献。
Because they oftentimes have contributed a lot to the society and to their own family.
而且在我们家庭啊，我们的长辈、父母亲、祖父母啊，他们很辛苦才把我们这个家撑起来呢。
Of those who are older than us have put in so much time and effort in raising us and in raising this family.
而说在教会里面啊，你对那些年长者也要尊敬。
So that is why we must show respect towards the elders.
因为这是圣经里面的道理哈。
And this is the teaching. The Bible.
他说要尊敬老年人，也要敬畏你的神。
He says, "Show respect for the elderly and revere your God."
当然敬畏神，我们知道啊，因为他是天地万物的主宰，造物主嘛。
We understand why we must revere the Lord because He is a creator of all.
但是说尊敬老年人，又把那个 尊敬老年人跟敬畏神把它摆在一起。
But why is it that the Bible here puts respecting the elderly and revering your God together in the one sentence?
表示说这两件事情都同等重要。
Here shows the equal importance of both of these.
所以一个会晓得敬畏神的人、啊、一定会敬畏、尊敬老年人。
Here tells us that for whoever knows to revere God must also know to pay respect to the elderly.
所以尊敬老年人就是我们敬畏神的一种表现。
So showing respect for the elderly is a way of for us to show that we revere God.
当然我们要尊敬老年人，因为这是圣经里面的教训。
So we must show respect to the elderly. This is the teaching of the Bible.
另外当然我们可以学习啊年长者的一些人生的经验。
And of course we can also learn from the various experience the elderlies have.
那圣经里面又讲哦，这个年长哦。这要神的祝福呢。
And the Bible also tells us that an aged person is actually in a being an elderly is actually a blessing.
我们看诗篇的三十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 34.
诗篇三十四篇。
Psalm 34.
十二节。
Verse 12.
三十四篇十二节。
Psalm 34 verse 12.
诗篇三十四篇十二节。
Psalm 34 verse 12.
有何人喜好存活爱慕长寿得享美福13节
13.
就要禁足舌头不出恶言嘴唇不说诡诈的话14节
14.
要离恶行善寻求和睦一心追赶这里讲到说一个人、啊、要得福气还能够长寿、
So here it tells us that if a person receives blessing from God, then he will live many good days.
这也是要有一些修养啊。
But in order to see many good days, one must also cultivate.
所以古时候的以色列人，他们认为长寿是神的祝福哦。
So back then, people of the Old Testament believed that being able to live to old age is a blessing from God.
所以他们有一些生活上的操练品德的灵修。
So we can see in verse 13 onward that there are certain things they must be aware, must be careful of.
摩西啊，年轻的时候啊，充满着血气。
We know that Moses, when he was still a young man, was full of energy.
他有学问，有能力。
And he had a lot of talents. He had great knowledge.
所以他凭着自己的力量啊，要去解救同胞。
And he wanted to save his people, using his own strength.
但是啊，那个时候神觉得还不行。
But God felt that he was his power was still in.
所以神给他操练，后来他成为一个相当好的领袖。
And therefore, God trained him for 40 years, and he became a great leader.
圣经里面说啊，摩西啊，谦和胜过世上的众人。
The Bible tells us that he was so humble. He was the most humble man.
所以他不只是有能力啊，有学问，而且有美德。
So he not only was filled with talent, he not only was talented, had a lot of knowledge. But he was also very humble.
所以后来能够成为相当好的一个领导者。
And that is why he became a great leader.
所以我们人啊，有时候这个修养也是要经过时间呐、啊，啊这样慢慢的锻炼。
So we can see that it takes time to cultivate oneself.
啊，另外一个能够看见儿女的儿女啊，除了说长寿得神祝福以外。
So the other point to seeing your children's children,
我觉得健康也是很重要。
Is that we must also have good health.
如果年纪大了，身体不健康哦，那这也很辛苦。
If we're of old age and we have so many different health problems, then it is very difficult.
我们看到有一些教会的长辈虽然年纪很大，但是主耶稣给他们健康。
We can see that there are many, many brothers and sisters in church, even though they're of old age, but they're still very healthy.
我刚刚问杨伯母说几岁
？I just ask.
他说95。
I just asked Sister Yang, "How old are you?" And she said
95. 感谢主、啊，年纪大哈、哦，但是身体还健康，这是福气。
really thank God that even though she is of old age, but she's still very healthy. This is a blessing from God.
我说我爸爸42岁生重病，三个医生都说他没有办法活下去。
I mentioned that when my father was 42 years old, he became really ill and to the point that three doctors said that this was it. But he started to believe in the Lord.
大家帮助他祷告，他醒过来。
Everyone prayed for him and he woke up.
结果他看到天国。
He saw heavenly kingdom.
还有得圣灵。
And received the Holy Spirit.
他的病就这样好了。
And this is how he was healed.
后来主耶稣给他又多活了56岁。
Then he lived for another 56 years.
那脑筋也很清楚，身体也很健康。
He was very healthy even in old age.
虽然到了98岁啊，他行动还很方便。
Even though he was 98 years old, he was still able to move around on his own.
啊，所以他那个什么事情他都知道。
So he remembered everything.
啊，因为我哥哥他们呢，啊，有的那个孙子，哦，啊，他会算呢，啊，哇，这个是第几个，第几个？他总共有57个孙子跟曾孙，57个。
His brain was so, still so clear that he was able to remember all of his 57 grandchildren and great grandchildren.
他自己会排啊，啊，这个是第几个，第几个？他自己会排。
He was able to put 57 of them
in order. 他不会搞错啊，我们都会搞错，他不会搞错。
He would never mistaken these grandchildren and great grandchildren.
啊，这是神给他的一种特别的恩典。
This was truly a blessing from God.
因为圣经里面说哈。一个蒙神祝福的人哦，好像那个常青树。我们说常青树。
The Bible also tells us that those who are blessed by God are like the evergreens.
我们看诗篇92篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 92.
诗篇92篇。
Psalm 92.
十二节。
Verse 12.
92篇十二节。说一人要发旺如棕树。生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树，十三节。
13.
他们栽于神的殿中发旺，在我们神的院里，十四节。
14.
他们年老的时候能要结果子，要满那枝浆啊，常发青。啊，这里是讲到这个年长者啊，哎，蒙神祝福。
Here, these verses tell us how the elderly are being blessed by God.
不只是年纪大，而且啊，还有很健康，还有充满生命的活力。
They're not only of old age, but they're very healthy and full of energy.
好像那个棕树、香柏树啊，这个就是啊，常青树啊。
And they're like the palm tree or like the cedar.
他说，因为满了枝浆，年老的时候还是一样的结果子。
So that even though they're of old age, they still bear fruit.
啊，所以这是神特别的祝福啊。
This is a special blessing from God.
好，所以像圣经里面讲的那个加勒啦，加勒说他85岁，他说我45岁，40岁的时候怎么初度征战呢？我现在虽然85岁了，还是一样。
If you remember Caleb.He mentioned that even though I fought the great battles when I was 40, but right now I'm 85, I can still do so.
一般啊，年纪大了，这个外体会慢慢的衰老，这是一般是正常的现象。
For most people, as we age, our body deteriorates.
但是有些啊，神特别的祝福哦。
But there are some people who are especially blessed.
像加勒、摩西啊。
Like Caleb, like Moses.
摩西说120岁哦。眼睛不昏花的，精神不衰败的。
Moses, he said that when he was 120 years old, he was still able to see clearly.
哦，所以我们也求神啊，让我们年长了以后啊，一样的能够蒙神祝福。
So we ask God to bless us so that when we're of old age, we can still be healthy.
啊，能够看见儿女的儿女。
So that we can see our children's children.
我们看一下诗篇71篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 71.
诗篇71篇17节。
Psalm 71 verse 17.
71篇17节。
Psalm 71:17.
神啊，助我年幼，你就教训我。 直到如今我传扬你奇妙的作为。十八节。神啊，我到年老发白的时候啊，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世代的人。所以古圣徒啊，他们讲到说，他们从年轻啊，就是认识神的作为。
Here says that since my youth you have taught me and I declare your marvelous deeds.
那盼望说，我们年纪大的时候，年老发白的时候，神不要丢弃我们。
And here we hope that when we're old and gray that God does not forsake us.
还能够有神的恩典呢，虽然年纪大，还有神的祝福，还有健康的身体。
So that we can still be blessed by God even though we're in old age.
还有一种满足快乐的生活。
And to live a very joyful
能够安享晚年啊，这个也是一个很大的福气啊。
To enjoy a joyful life, this is a blessing from God.
啊，最后一句话说啊，愿平安啊归给以色列。
And the last verse says, "May peace bless be given to Israel."
因为这个以色列啊，就是神特别选的民族啊。
Because the Israelites are the chosen people of God.
说神的平安要在他们当中。
And says that peace will be with them.
啊，这个平安哦，是以色列人很喜欢呐，啊，来祝福人家、跟人家请安的一句话。
And peace or shalom is a verse that the Israelites like to greet others with.
啊，其实这个平安很重要。
And this peace is very important.
啊，圣经里面说，我们所领受的福音啊，叫做平安的福音。
The Bible tells us that the gospel that we receive is this gospel of peace.
因为这个道理啊，可以让我们跟神和好啊，以神做我们的满足，我们的快乐。
Because this gospel we receive allow us to be at peace with God, and we may receive all of this joy.
啊，也可以让人跟人呢、啊、有一种和睦的关系。
And this gospel allows us to live harmoniously with other people.
因为人跟人之间啊，很多误会啊，很多啊不和谐的地方啊，可以借着道理的勉励啊彼此能够相合。
Because there's a lot of misunderstandings or miscommunications and some sort of conflicts among human beings. So through the teachings of God, through this gospel, we can then make peace.
啊，既然神跟我们和好了，人跟人之间啊又和睦了。我们的心灵啊，就很爽快，很平安了。
So therefore, if we could be at peace with God and be at peace with others, then we will enjoy peace.
啊，所以这个平安的意义啊，包括很多方面。
So this definition of peace is very broad and includes a lot of different aspects.
包括从神来的一切的恩典跟福气。
Whether this peace is the blessings from God.
啊，所以这个平安啊，是要归给神的选民。
Or that this peace will be given to his chosen people.
啊，我们是天上的国民呢、啊，神特别把我们从万民当中选召出来。
We are the citizens of heaven. We are especially chosen by God out of all the people.
啊，这种属灵的平安呐、啊，今生来世的平安呐、啊，啊，常常归在我们身上。
And God chose us so that He can give us this peace on earth and the eternal peace.
啊，也能够连到我们每一个人的家庭、哦、
And we hope that this peace will be given to every one of us in our family.
愿主耶稣继续带领出我们大家、哦、
So may our Lord Jesus continue to guide us and bless us.
我们来唱诗331。
Let's all sing hymn number 331.